This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to, you can go ahead and check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 articles posted every day, giving you the information that the mainstream media means to omit or suppress or to just blatantly censor. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, jump over to the right side of the page. You can watch us live on YouTube. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Watch us on YouTube. Join us over on live chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. And again, with that said, friends, you can watch us live at any given time. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 as well, friends. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. It was Thomas Paine, author and founder, who said, in 1777, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. They must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. And whether we defeat the enemy in one battle or by degrees, the consequence will be the same. We're going to be talking about the Black Robe Regiment, preachers during the Revolution, in contrast to the modern-day church. Look what it is that they established. They established the righteousness of David. And what do we see today? We see them forfeiting everything that is blood-bought, not only in the natural, but also in the spiritual, friends. Keep in mind that we are a blood-bought nation. You can just go to Arlington or any veteran memorial throughout the United States of America and you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. And also understand from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, many people gave up their blood, friends, for the spiritual freedoms in which we have today. And we could name those right now, but for the sake of sticking to the topic, let's do so, okay? We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. If you want to call in again, please do. Stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Get ready. This is what was told to me. Get ready. We are going to do some great things. This is what was told to me. First, you'll have to tone it down. I shared a little bit of this, and every time I do that, I know I'm going into something else that the Lord wants to share, okay? What's interesting about this is when I was sat down and I was asked, get ready, because we're going to do some great things together, I was waiting for the but or the first. You know, it's like when people come up to us and talk about how great it is what we're doing, right? And how they love it, what it is that we do. And then all of a sudden, here comes the but. They always give a compliment first and foremost. It's like the Pharisees. See, they hold the truth and unrighteousness. Remember when the Pharisees went up to Jesus and said to him, we know that you're a preacher of the truth and you care for no man's person. And then they tried to set him up by saying that he didn't pay his taxes or his tribute money to that of Caesar. You remember that? Yep. And he left them without gainsay. So it is. It's like this all the time in ministry. Oh, we love you, but this is what we disagree with, and they're trying to be diplomatic about it. And instead of just being forthright about it, what do? They play diplomacy, and diplomacy is seduction in another guise, right? And how do they do that? They offer kisses. It's like, in some ways, and in alike, friends, in parallel, it was like when Judas kissed Jesus. He called him master first. He kissed him. That was the sign of his betrayal. And so it is when we run into people that say, you know what? We're going to do some great things here, Bradley. Case in point, this is true. But first, you're going to have to tone it down. Folks, I got to tell you how rebellious they have become. How rebellious they have become. I want people to understand something, too. My job is not to condemn the church. I can't do that. Because there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after what? The flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made us all free from the law of sin and death. I'm not here, friends, trying to fix the unfixable in so many ways. And what am I talking about? The rebellious. What I'm talking about, and when I correct or reprove or instruct the church in America today, people need to understand I'm doing that because I love, not because I hate. But what I deal with much of in this country, friends, is not the church at all. If there's condemnation, if there's words of absolute, the end is judgment because you refuse the chastisements, hey, folks, that's the Spirit of God upon a nation that refuses to repent for their sins before a just and holy God. And it's just like what I'm dealing with today. Here, let me give you a little background before we get into our main topic in the up and coming segments. Remember when William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, said, we are not sent to minister to a congregation and be content if we keep things going? Well, this is what you see in America. He said, we are sent to make war and stop short of nothing but the subjugation of the world to the sway of the Lord Jesus Christ. William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. Look what they established. And I'm going to be talking about that in just a moment with the Black Robe Regiment. Look what they established. Look what is no more there. And it's the spirit that's missing, friends, in so many different ways. Now, going back to this, while doing an event recently, I was asked to get ready because we're going to do some great things. Then came, but first, we have to hone some things in and tone some things down. And I was instantly offended by this. I said, tone things down? Really? Instead of taking responsibility for what has become of this nation on your watch and repenting for it, Jeremiah 3:22, this guy wanted to tell me to tone it down for preaching out against the sins of the nation that he himself is responsible for. How rebellious have they become? You know, it tells us in Luke 7:30, but the Pharisees and the lawyers, the religious hypocrites and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. If you remember right, it was the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, Matthew 23, that continuously persecuted Jesus for the same things because he exposed them for who they were. So what did I do? I responded with, when your way becomes effective, then and only then will I tone things down, but not until then. I said, just think about this. Babies are being murdered, 60 million to date. Sodomites are making a prey out of your children or attempting to do so, Leviticus 18:22 and Luke 17:2. Students are being indoctrinated in public schools with evolution and the United Nations agenda, Hosea 4:6, where our church and government, hand in glove, are now attempting to hand off our country to them that mean to conquer, and you want me to tone it down? Oh my goodness, friends. This is the message of the modern day church. Tone it down. Don't expose us for who we really are. Remember Jesus in John 7:7 told his brothers, hey, they can't hate you. They hate me because I testify against the world that their deeds are evil. And so it is. And so it is. We're going to stick with the Lord. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Remember, friends on live chat, Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Why do we have denominations? Because they failed to follow the Christ. That's exactly why. And then what happens? We see the fruit of what? Cults. And then cults stick their head out. And guess what happens, friends? People begin to follow man and leave off Jesus Christ. And I can tell you why every single time. Because of the cross. Because of the cross. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Read Philippians 3. I was just talking about, friends, how an individual approached me and said, "Get ready. We're going to do some great things." And then he said, "But first," here comes "but," right? There's enough buts to fill an arena. But here comes the "but." First, you'll have to tone it down. And my point is how rebellious they have become. I want you to think about something I just said to you right before the end of the last segment. Because when I responded to this individual, I said to him, "Babies are being murdered. This on your watch. 60 million since 1973. I was a little itty-bitty baby boy, right? Sodomites are making a prey out of our children. It's a felony in every state in our union, right? This on your watch. Students are being indoctrinated in public schools with evolution and the United Nations agenda. On your watch, right? They're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing." And then I said to him, "Where our church and our government are hand in glove now attempting to hand off our country to them that mean to conquer, and you want me to tone it down? Unbelievable. Unbelievable." See, he didn't want to be exposed for his fruits. Just think about that. The first thing I thought of was this: "And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not fixed in direction with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows," what did they do? When they had the means to do so, what did they do? They turned in the day of battle. It's exactly what the modern day church is. It's not the church. It's a counterfeit. We should start calling them the counterfeit Christianity, friends. And keep in mind, the enemy of the Christ constantly mocks, mimics, and he attempts to counterfeit everything that he does. When I go to Hebrews 1:7, the Bible says, "And the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire." It's said twice in Scripture. I believe the other one is in Psalm 103. I said, these men apparently do not understand Scriptures like this one, 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Listen carefully, okay? "For our gospel came not only unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and much assurance." Okay, "as you know what manner of men were among you for your sakes." Or how about this one? That of 2 Corinthians 3:6, "who has also made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter." Okay, then again, the Holy Ghost is only given to them that obey. "Because the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life." They know nothing of the life, right? See, like the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, they had a knowledge of the Word of God, but they had not the Spirit. Read Acts 5:32. "And how foreign is the Spirit of God to these modern-day Pharisees who have brought this country to the point that it is in the present?" I mean, folks, we at this point in our present state have no other choice to stand up and fight the good fight. And what are the counterfeit Christians in America doing today? Say, man, you got to get on the Trump train. No? Or the other message is, man, don't worry about it. God's on his throne. He's going to rapture you from responsibility. No, that's not Scripture neither. No, he said to occupy till I come. He said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. He promised us the victory by making us more than conquerors, Romans 8:37. He gave us the faith, Hebrews 12:2, and going over to 1 John, that overcomes the world, right? Not to get by. People, you need to listen to what I'm telling you. Because what we see today is we see the church, we have in our minds that the church is just a building just to sit there and do nothing. Act one way when you go inside, act all pious, and then when you come out, act like the devil that you truly are. No, you've got it completely backwards. We're not baptized into the spirit of the world, we're baptized by the Holy Ghost. And we're baptized by the Holy Ghost, guess what? We go around, and by the power of the Holy One of Israel, out of our belly will flow rivers of waters to what? To convert the world. Namely, men in this world. With the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. But again, how foreign is the Spirit of God to these modern-day Pharisees who have brought this country to the point that it is in the present? And as I just said, and I lay to your candor before we get to our topic, we at this point in our present state have no other choice but to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Read Psalm 94:16. I hope you're writing these down. And 1 Timothy 6:12. These men really are dead men. They're dead in their sins. Read Luke 11:44. These dead men have been trodden under the foot of men. They're good for nothing. Matthew 5:13. They want you to believe that somehow that they are the standard in making the up and coming generations twofold the sons and daughters of hell. No, they are not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. Folks, I'm going to hold to this. I'm going to hold to the Word of God. Because it endures forever. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. The seed of the righteous is forever on this earth. And guess what? My Father owns both the earth and the heavens. He's the creator of all things. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Read Romans 1. And nor should you be. And the way that we show the world that we're not ashamed is we show them our love that worketh by faith. By doing and going out there and becoming fishers of men, because that's what he said in Matthew 4:19. Follow me and I'll make you to become fishers of men. This is foreign to those that are trying to get people like me to tone it down, friends. It's interesting that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is being equated to the modern day hirelings in America. John 10:12. Attempting to tear down, friends, listen carefully. Attempting to tear down his image and making it just like theirs. Effeminates, compromised diplomats, self-appointed ministers of his word, when the scripture clearly tells us that he never sent them in the first place. But they went anyways. That's what makes them hirelings, because they want to be in the pulpit. Remember what Mariah Woodworth Edder said? She said, those that want to be in the pulpit, they're not called of God. She said, those that want to be called to the pulpit, she said, they're called of the devil. Did I say that right? I said, those that want to be in the pulpit, they're not called of God. She said, they're called of the devil. That's exactly right. When you look at a man of God, look at Moses. He made excuses because he couldn't or he didn't want to serve the living God because he had a speech impediment. Look at Gideon. He said, look, I'm from the poorest of the house. And he was talking about his inadequacies. That's what happens when you get nigh unto God. But the good news is this. God is not choosing you to be something that he's going to make. No. You got to understand something. He is the one that will empower you. He is the one that will gift you. And understand that the gifts of God are they're not ever going to be taken away from you. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we need, again, to understand that whatever he wants us to be, he'll empower us by the Holy Ghost to be that. And guess what the Holy Ghost does, dude? Come, friends. He comes to convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. And that's found in John 16. I was going to say that the gifts of God are irrevocable and without repentance. Forgive me. These are promulgators of a lawless gospel, which is to drive men to Christ where it can do no more. Galatians 2.25, 2 Timothy 2.19. They preach a false grace, Jude 4, who have in fact raised up a generation of anarchists. And how could it be otherwise when they themselves are antinomianists? They have no regard for God's moral law. And finally this. When we look at Scripture, we see that Jesus spoke as one having authority. And remember that Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? And what did his disciples say that men said of him and his character? He was one of the old prophets. He was John the Baptist risen from the dead, right? Some said that he was Elijah. Some said that he was Jeremiah. Friends, we need to understand that these were, and we're talking about the prophet of prophets, but the characteristics don't fall too far from the tree, do they? Of the Christ, when we speak of Jeremiah, when we speak of the prophets. The fact of the matter is, the Bible clearly tells us, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And guess how these that are trying to tone guys down like me, guess how they act? They're trying to tone us down because they don't understand the authority of the Spirit like King David did. For he taught them as having one having authority and not as the scribes, the doctors of the law. Okay? Just think about this. If Jesus had preached the same message that the hirelings of the day preach that want to tone down guys like us and girls like you, he would never have been crucified. Think about that. Or what about this one? I end with a quote from William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. He said, the chief danger, and tell me if you can see this happening in real time today in America. He said the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be Christianity without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, and politics without God, and heaven without hell. Is this what we're seeing today? Oh, you know it is. Yes. Because what you have on the horizon across the boards from the East Coast to the West Coast, friends, from the southern border to the northern border, are a bunch of counterfeits. Counterfeit Christianity. And I leave it with this. This is my message to such men. I'm free of the blood of these men. Because you've been warned. You've been told. You can search the Scriptures, find for yourselves, and by the mercy of God, hopefully you'll find repentance. If not, you're on your own. It's interesting, friends, how we talk about this, and then I get these emails and I get these texts. The phone number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Coming back to the Black Robe Regiment, in contrast to the modern-day church in America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is going to continue his campaign for presidency. The Democrat, speaking in Burlington, Vermont, says he's winning the debate of ideas and mobilizing young people, but acknowledges he's losing the race over electability.
Poll after poll, including exit polls, show that a strong majority of the American people support our progressive agenda.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is calling for bipartisan cooperation as Congress tries to respond to the coronavirus outbreak.
Congress has already provided billions in new funding to federal, state, and local health leaders. I hope we can bring the same bipartisan energy to any steps that prove necessary to support our strong U.S. economy.
And the Dow is continuing its downward slide, down over 1,000 points today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back again. You can check us live. Friends, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. You can join us on live chat. Please do. And or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. You can do the same thing over there. If you've got any questions or comments, don't leave them on my the back end of my accounts, friends. I don't want to see them. It's interesting how cowardice people act. The line is open. If you want to call at any time, please do. Pro or con. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to address something I'm seeing on live chat right now. These are people that are interacting with me. People are talking about how basically, and I say this as a friend, I got my hand, I'm high-fiving you, okay, Brother Bill. The only good public servants or pastors are the reluctant ones. I want to tell you something. With a question, if you don't mind. Can anybody show me in Scripture where the pastor is supposed to lead the church? I just want to know. Can anybody show me in Scripture where the pastor is supposed to lead the church? You ready for this? Pastor is found one time in Ephesians 4:11 in the New Testament. One time. Can anybody show me in the New Testament, okay, where the pastor is supposed to lead the church up? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I'm just simply asking a question. And it's interesting how all day long you hear all across the country about who leads up the church. Pastor so-and-so. Pastor so-and-so. Or pastor so-and-so leads up that congregation. The pastor over there, he leads up the congregation as well. Really? Well, that's crazy. Can you show me that in Scripture? That's all I want to know. 1-866-582-9933. And see what'll happen now, friends? I get the backlash. People get angry at me for correcting them. And then they have the audacity, as they smack the messenger or attempt to shoot the messenger, they get mad at me for telling them the scriptural truth. I'm a stone of offense, a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. Forgive me. I mean, boy, is there any winning? Well, it's bittersweet. Let me tell you, it is definitely bittersweet. That is Scripture. Again, one more time, 1-866-582-9933. Can you show me where the pastor is supposed to lead the church? And it's interesting how these guys, what they'll do is they'll just talk to each other. Oh, what does that kid know? What does that guy know? Well, I'm just asking you where it says it in Scripture so I can know what you claim to know. But I can't find it. That's the problem I'm having. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. Now, in contrast to Mr. Tone It Down, right? Mr. Let's hone this in because we're going to do some great things. Folks, an exhibition of the American church. Let's go in contrast now and see the guys that established our country. Who were they? They were the Black Robe Regiment. Now, before I get rocking on what they said, because we can see what they've done, just the opposite, again, of what we're seeing today in America through the counterfeit church. It's interesting, they talk and they bear no fruit, and they want you to take them for their word. But from 240-some years ago, we look at our forefathers, namely the Black Robe Regiment, who were the unsung heroes during their era of the Revolutionary War concerning the freedoms that we have today. They are the unsung heroes in many cases, for the record, okay? But I want you to remember this, friends. We're judging them by what they did, not by what they said. So I'm going to, not only are we showing you the fruit first, but we're going to also tell you what they said. But before I get to that, this is what I want you to hear. When I first got saved, I remember seeing the Kenneth Hagins. I remember seeing the Kenneth Copelands. I remember seeing the Joyce Meyers. I remember seeing all of these counterfeits, friends. All of these that were preaching, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. I seen it all. The Mack Hammonds of the world, right? The Laughing Prophets, Rodney Howard Brown. And the list goes on. Jesse Duplantis. I mean, folks, I could sit here for 15 minutes, just Creflo Dollar, and just highlight their names. You know who these people are. Folks, they are the counterfeits of counterfeits. The Bible says those that preach gain is godliness. The Bible says from such withdraw yourself. Period. Nobody preached out against covetousness no more than the Father and the Son, right? And the Holy Ghost. And they must have missed that part. And they perverted the gospel. They brought a new gospel. And instead of following the Christ, it was like them saying, as for Moses, we know not what had become of him. Let's have Aaron make us a golden calf and say that these be thy gods that go before us, that delivered us. That's exactly what's happened in this country. Read Exodus 32 when you get a moment. But I remember I was in a church like that. Okay, I was called to go to that church. And I'm saying this, there's a whole bunch more to this story, but I want to tell you just the pith and marrow of it. I ended up going to this church, and I'm still friends with the pastor who's gotten his doctrine right side up now, rather than upside down. Amen. I'm still friends with him. I still preach at his church in California. And what's interesting is when I first got saved, the message that was prevalent was prosperity. And I remember I would go home after I would work during the day because I was running my own lawn service to make money so I could eat, right, hand to mouth. You all probably have been through that, right? Not fun. But interestingly enough, I used to read the Word of God and I'd go into the church and I'd talk to the associate pastor and say, but why are you guys doing this? But why are you guys doing that? And I'm a baby Christian, okay? So it's not like I'm trying to be divisive. I'm coming straight out of the world, the rock and roll scene, touring the United States of America, doing everything I shouldn't have been doing. And by the way, nobody warned me of my sin before a just and a holy God. But what's interesting to note, friends, is when I first got into the church, I began to read and then ask questions as to why we didn't do it that way anymore. I had this guy say to me one time, he said, Bradley, we just don't do things like that anymore. I said, but that's not what the Word says. And I said, the Lord says, I'm the Lord thy God. I change not. He didn't change, therefore you changed. And maybe that's why you're not getting the results that he promised to give you, because you're being disobedient, rebellious towards the Word of God. Right? Common sense comes into play, scripturally. He says, we just don't do things like that anymore. Man, Malachi 3:6 came to my aid. Hebrews 13:8. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wait a second. You changed. The Lord didn't change. I don't see where we're supposed to cause Him to meet us on our terms. I do see where we're supposed to meet Him on His terms. But the church has got it upside down. It's been Americanized. Right? What was interesting is when I would go into this church, you know, again, these are the people that loved me so much. When it was time to move a couple beds, I couldn't find one of them. 400 people in the church that loved me so much that they wouldn't even help me on a Sunday because of the football game, right? That's how far their love went. It's like what they said, it's like what Jesus said to those that said that they loved Him. You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Totally. But you go to the young group, friends, the youth group, man, you have the whole youth group helping you do work. It's crazy how that works, isn't it? It reminds me of Deuteronomy 1. When the Lord said to Moses, go tell them that they're going to go around again, but tell that younger generation they're going to go in to the promised land. Well, I used to go into this church all the time. And there was a little tiny library. And I would find myself studying guys. Hey, folks, they're men, okay? But they did great things, like Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, like John Knox, that prophet, like Martin Luther, that apostolic prophet, known as the Reformer back from the 1500s. I would study Charles Finney and John Wesley, and I'd, you know, I'd chew up the meat and spit out the bones, if there was. Jonathan Edwards, the Great Awakening Preacher, John Calvin, Smith Wigglesworth, More to the Present, John Alexander Dowie. William and Catherine Booth, the list went on. I was studying those guys where they were watching the Kenneth Hagins of the day. And I remember one time I was invited, come and see Papa Hagin. They called him Papa Hagin, and I said, wait a second. And I remember going inside, and there's probably about 30 people that showed up, and I was asked to go by the pastor's wife. And I remember going in there, and I did it reluctantly. I was apprehensive about it because my heart and my discernment was telling me there's something in air in a big way. And this guy gets up on television. What does he do for 45 minutes? He walks around the congregation and slithers like a snake. And then when he would touch them, they would just slither down the chair, literally like a snake. You can go online and watch this. Some people that are on live chat right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That's not the gospel. That's not the gospel at all, friends. It's dangerous. But I would be studying all these generals of God, and I didn't know why, but I noticed right away that there was a big difference at the turn of the century. I can go back all the way to the 1500s, but I'm talking about the 19th century and the 20th century. There was a huge difference. During the Revolutionary War concerning the Black Robe Regiment, these men, their enemies feared them. They weren't mocked. They weren't laughed at. They weren't trodden under the foot of men. Because they were good for nothing. They weren't called dead men's bones as if someone was walking over their tomb and didn't know it, like Jesus rebuked the Pharisees in Matthew 23. No, men knew the men of God. As a matter of fact, they were called the Black Robe Regiment, who I'm about to highlight, by the king across the pond who was scared to death of the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers of the day. Why? Because they confronted him and they made the 13 colonies in less than 3% of the population known concerning his transgressions before a just and Holy God. These preachers used to stand up at the pulpit with their guns on their pulpit saying, listen, if you shoot at me, just keep in mind, I'm going to get you. That's the history of the American church. Okay, it's not like, friends, what you see today in any sense of the word. And you still see some of these preachers, few and far between, though they are, you find them out on the East Coast. There's still some of these guys out there, and I love being around them. Okay, folks, these guys that I just highlighted, John Calvin, John Wesley, Martin Luther, John Knox, and by the way, I can find something wrong with every one of them, but you know what? We're to follow those that have gone before us in the faith. And they rocked the world. They shook the gates of hell, and they won in Jesus Christ. And if they won, those are the guys I want to be around. I want Christ to rub off on me through them, if need be, outside of the Word of God. I can also think of Hudson Taylor. I can think of others, friends. Watchman Nee was another one, friends. Just he was a Chinese dude. A preacher, faithful to the Word of God in a lot of ways. But these were the giants in the faith that obtained a good report, and I wanted to know that the God that they served was the same one that I was serving. Okay? So there's a difference between the church in America from the founding era to the present. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you their quotes, what they did and what they said in the process. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do consider supporting this ministry, friends. We don't run on vapors here, let me tell you. Just had to throw that out there so you know the difference. I say that with all due respect. But keep us out there, friends, because we are willing to be spent in the cause because we believe that we can do this without a shadow of a doubt in our minds. We're talking about the forerunners in contrast to what we see. Forerunners called the Black Robe Regiment. And I was just highlighting the fact that John Knox, Charles Spurgeon, the men of old, we call them the generals of God. And when you look at those guys and you put them into contrast with what we're dealing with today, there was a different gospel that was being preached, man, and it was hard. Ask Jonathan Edwards. Sinners in the hands of an angry God, whoa. I mean, craziness, right? But they understood law, judgment, mercy, and faith. They understood that that was the heart of God that was given unto them by the Holy Ghost, okay? And that's why they preached in such a fashion. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, Scripture tells us. But I want you to remember this, friends, because how I was going to spend the rest of my life reading about the history of men that proved the God of Israel and had been partaking of signs and wonders found on in Mark 16:20 and not do the same. In other words, I wasn't going to read it and not be a partaker of it. The Bible says that we're joint heirs with Christ. If we're joint heirs with Christ, and it was Jesus that said in John 14:12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." I had to have it. I have, well, what do I need to do, Lord? Well, you know, I can just hear an answer back. Get out of the way. That's exactly right. Get out of the way and let him have his way. And it's not our will, it's the will of the Spirit, not the will of the flesh, okay? And it tells us in Romans 8:14 that for as many are led of the Spirit of God, these are sons of God, okay? So let me just go down. I'm just going to go down for a moment. And when you read Psalm 71, it says, "Oh God, forsake me not, this is King David, until I have showed my thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee." How many people can say that? Friends, I have to be a partaker of this. And I've seen him do this over and over and over again. And again, it's surreal to people that are on the outside. But to those that live their walk and bear the cross and have that real faith, it's a whole different ballgame. But let me tell you what, he's always there to answer the way that he said he would answer. When you go to Roger Sherman, architect and signer of the Declaration of Independence, he said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." This was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, along with Robert Livingston, Benjamin Franklin, we have Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. They were the architects of, outside of Thomas Jefferson, of the Declaration of Independence. When you look at Roger Sherman's words, how do you line that up with what you're seeing today in America? Completely the opposite. Completely the opposite. Armed resistance. Then you got professors in the pulpits today, the hirelings, the counterfeits in the pulpits in America today that are telling you, man, we got to conform to everything the government says, not realizing that they're responsible for the government. They don't want that. They're derelict of duty, right? Then we wonder why, like Charles Spurgeon said, he said, "A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats." And it's exactly what we see today. And you can line that up to John 10:12 when you get a moment. Let me go over to B.F. Morris, historian. This is the earmarks, the characteristics of the church during the Revolutionary War. Put this in contrast to what you're seeing today, okay? "No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution." Who carried forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers. Why? Because they weren't going to have the little leaven that was going to leaven the whole lump. They weren't going to have the lukewarmness. They were either going to be hot or cold, right? Because they didn't want to be spewed out of the mouth of the Lord, found in Revelations 3:19. Frank Moore, historian, 1862, said, "The preachers of the revolution did not hesitate to attack the great political and social evils of their day." Of course, because they're responsible for them. Isn't it amazing to you how the church today somehow exempts themselves? They try to indemnify themselves from the responsibility of the blood of the 60 million babies that have been murdered on their watch? What do you think? You're just going to get a pass from the Lord and try to deceive yourself into believing that you aren't responsible for protesting it and putting a lawful stop to it? You got to be out of your mind. And I can tell you what's not in your mind is not the Word of God. Apparently, you just kind of jumped over some scriptures, right? You're like that pigeon picking peas. Taking the ones you like and throwing the ones away that you don't like. Give me a break. A government sanctioning murder and it's not your job to stand up against it? No, but they're all good little hirelings, aren't they? They're all good little traitors, aren't they, America, by shutting their mouth, by staying inactive through their apathy and dereliction of duty. In contrast, as a positive, to the pulpit we owe the moral force which was our independence. They prepared for the struggle and went into the battle, not as soldiers of fortune, what they could get out of it, but with the Word of God in their hearts and trusting in Him. And He delivered, didn't He? Yes, He did. John Wingate Thornton said of the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers during the Revolutionary War, historian, 1860, England sent her armies to compel submission, and the colonists appealed to heaven. Woo! I got that, Lord. I got that. Woo! I just got a drop. There's an anointing on that boy. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Oh. Now, people, you understand why I'm so frustrated by what I see in America today? You see why I'm so frustrated by those that I see that you know, act one way, they're pretenders, and then behind closed doors they act a different way? Oh, my goodness. I could name names right now. These are people that you respect. And I'm not undermining them. I'm just telling you the facts of the matter, friends. Ah, whoo. Ah, England sent her armies to compel submission, and the colonists appealed to heaven. What was their appeal to, friends? Jesus Christ. What was the other flag that was flying? No king but King Jesus. The real one, the living one. Not the one that's a figment of your imagination, like the anarchist priest preach. Jesus Christ did come in the flesh, for the record. Read 1 John 4. If they say that he didn't, it's the spirit of Antichrist. In other words, you don't have to obey. He'll do everything for you. If you see what he did for you, you would obey out of love to him. Period. He went on. The righteous rebellion began in the churches before spilling out into the streets of Boston and the rural regions of the colonies. In 1776, mixing politics and religion was as common as drinking smuggled tea. Yes, of course. Hey, folks, corruption in government is the fruit of the church. Righteousness in the government is the fruit of the church. Do you understand? The church is called to be the moral compass of society. Amen? And we need to look at that and test ourselves as to who we are in Christ if we have a society filled with what we're seeing on a daily basis today. If you see it and you're not fighting against it, it means because you're guilty of it. Period. Period. By the way, politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. God gave government. Don't forget that. Read Exodus 18:21 when you get a moment. James L. Adams, author and journalist, 1989, said through his studies that the colonial clergy created the religious climate that made it possible for the American Revolution to take place. And by the way, you didn't see all these foreign gods in the 13 colonies, friends. The colonies were ruled by canon law, ecclesiastical law, God's common law, the same way we are today, right? Keep in mind, Thomas Jefferson was fighting off who? The Muslims during that time. Oh, freedom of religion. Oh, my gosh. Folks, yeah, that's another show. I get to deal with these ignoramuses, too, because that's exactly what they are. It's freedom of religion. Well, why don't you go try that over in their country, see how that works out for you. And when you see them drag their curse into your country that's blessed, you deserve what you got coming. Just stand there and say, it's freedom of religion. You can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Even when they're trying to establish a foreign law, like 68% of those that are coming into America today desire concerning Sharia law. Here's another one. The Christian ministers of war had done their job well, infusing their congregants with the feelings that they were first and foremost Christian soldiers. That sounds like scripture to me. Whoa, fellow laborers, fellow soldiers, the list goes on. James Adams said of the church during the Revolutionary War, in contrast to what you're seeing today, friends, the poorly armed ragtag American recruits set forth to do battle, and in the process they would turn the world upside down. Amen. I'm getting it, Lord. Amen. Moses Mather, 1775, said, since we are compelled to take up the sword by force because the olive branch was rejected by the king across the pond, they had to defend themselves, friends, just like you do in this country today. He said, since we're compelled to take up the sword in the necessary defense of our liberties, let us gird on the harness with firm defiance and with fixed purpose to part with our liberty only with our lives. A different gospel, friends, a different gospel. Let's get back to the old past. Jeremiah 6:16. See ya.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.